The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama, in the Skippy Hollywood Theater. With Miss Julie Bishop in the sophisticated comedy drama, Strictly Business. Our director, Les Mitchell.
Welcome to the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Our story, Strictly Business, is a smart comedy drama which should provide plenty of action for our star. She's a most charming young lady with a long list of fine pictures, such as Action in the North Atlantic, Northern Pursuit, Last of the Red Men, and many others. We want you to meet her in person in just a moment. But right now, Van Desotel stops munching on his Skippy sandwich long enough to give out with some words of wisdom.
Freshness is essential to the goodness of many foods. Food manufacturers recognize that fact and recently have developed new, revolutionary methods to bring you food fresher and consequently better than ever before. One example of that is the relatively new frozen food industry. Another is Skippy peanut butter. Before Skippy came along, peanut butter's biggest drawback was that it just wouldn't stay fresh. The oil would separate, requiring repeated stirrings, and it would finally dry out, becoming rancid and unusable. But the makers of Skippy succeeded in creating a peanut butter without a trace of oil separation, dryness, or rancidity. A peanut butter that stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar. The advantages of Skippy are so immediately apparent that it has become America's largest selling peanut butter. We hope you'll try a jar of fresh Skippy peanut butter soon. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. Now, here's our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Julie Bishop. We're very happy you could be with us, Julie, and we're looking forward to a great show.
Thank you, Les. I like the story, and I hope the audience will like me in it.
Well, I'm sure they will, Julie, but there's only one way to prove a pudding, you know.
You mean taste it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm ready.
Before we ring up the curtain, I want you to promise to tell the audience about your flying experience of the other day.
Well, it's a little embarrassing, but I will if you want me to.
Okay. I know the audience will enjoy it. I did. Now, curtain going up. Places, everyone. Curtain. The curtain is up, and here is the play. The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Strictly Business with Miss Julie Bishop as our star. Our scene is the outer office of Barnes, Barnes, and Barnes Incorporated, publicity agents of Hollywood. At the moment, Miss Thomas, the secretary receptionist, is alone in the office, but suddenly the hall door opens.
Good morning, Betty.
Hello, Tommy.
Was that a client who just left? Or the man for the typewriter?
It was a man about a seal.
Christmas?
No, alive. Its name was Herman. It was very photogenic. Its daddy wanted to see Mr. Barnes in charge of the animal department.
I see. Well, the way things are going, Tommy, we may have to open one.
No luck last night?
No. It seems that Hollywood is a town where people are swamped with good publicity. Maybe opening this office wasn't such a bright idea after all. But it did seem like the right thing to do at the time.
Yeah, but time marches on, and an old friend of mine dropped in for cocktails yesterday. You know him, too. He's been hanging around the doorstep. The Wolf?
Listen, Tommy, if things are bad now, he's just got to get better. It's the law of averages.
I have a feeling we're going to be an exception that proves the average.
Somebody's in the outer office. Who do you think it is?
The man for the furniture. And I think this time he's going to get it, too.
Well, look who's here.
Anybody home?
Not a soul. Wait a minute and I'll announce it. The great Blitzy, actor's agent extraordinary, recently of New York and all pulling feet.
Tommy, you fool, let Blitzy in.
You can go in now. Mother and child are doing well.
Thanks.
Hello, Blitzy. How are you?
Well, how are you, Triplets?
Marvelous. Couldn't be better.
I could.
Sit down and tell me how you like New York this trip. Did you have a good time?
Oh, pretty good. Mostly business, though.
Sounds okay to me.
So here I am, ready for the more pleasant side of life. How about having lunch with me, Betty?
That's the first sensible suggestion I've heard all morning.
Well, let's go.
Good afternoon. May I have your order?
What do you want, Betty?
Oh, tomato juice and a chicken salad.
I'll have a steak sandwich and some coffee.
All right, thank you.
That's what I like about these places. Speedy service. What are you looking at, Betty? So what are you looking at, Betty? Oh. Yes, that car hop does have nice shoulders, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In fact, he's very good looking.
Yeah.
Why did you order chicken salad?
Yeah.
Betty, are you listening to me or am I talking to myself again?
Oh, of course I am, Blitzy. These places do have speedy service. You know, that car hop doesn't look like most car hops.
Well, considering the fact that most car hops are girls, I'm not surprised. But you were going to tell me how Barnes, and Barnes are getting on these days.
Well, frankly, Blitzy, all three of us are behind the eight ball.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So are we. You see, what we need is a reputation. The question is how to get one.
Well, Betty, you know I've asked you this 100 times before, but seriously, why don't you make it Barnes, and Barnes, and Blitz?
You mean Merz?
That and other things.
Are you proposing again, Blitzy?
Well, is the answer still no?
I'm afraid so. You see, I still think I could make a go of this thing if I only had the chance. Why, good publicity can make or break a song. Yes. Make one or break one.
Well, here's your order, folks.
Yeah.
Good night, Betty. You aren't thinking of...
Would you roll your window all the way down, please, miss?
Yeah.
Now, if you just take this tray...
Betty, look out!
Terribly sorry.
Are you all right, Betty?
No, I'm fine. In fact, I look very well in what I eat.
Well, I don't know how to apologize. If there's anything I can do, I...
It was probably my fault at that. I wasn't looking, was I, Betty?
Not at the tomato juice.
Well, I'd be glad to have your desk cleaned for you, miss. If you want my name and telephone number, I'll be glad to pick it up and have it fixed.
Never mind, young man. I'm sure the young lady wants to take care of it herself.
Well, now that you mention it, that mightn't be a bad idea.
Uh-oh.
I think I'll take you up on that offer if you were serious about it.
Of course I was. Would you like to call me?
Yes.
Who'd have guessed it?
Let you be quiet. Then your name was...
Bill Dean. And my number is Crestview 15275.
Thanks. I'll call you when I'm ready.
Okay. I'll expect to hear from you.
Don't worry, Mr. Dean. You will.
Hello?
Yes, this is Bill Dean. Oh, yes, the dress. You want me to come over now? Oh, it's sort of late at night, isn't it? Oh, no, I don't care how late it is. I just thought that you... Oh, your office. Yes, I'll be right over. What's the address again? Yes, I see. Yes.
Have you got that, Mr. Dean? Yes, that's right. That's the address. About 15 minutes? Fine. Goodbye. Well, Tommy, that does it. My, that's the first time I ever realized you could catch a fish with a telephone cord.
Pardon me if I seem a little dense this evening, but I don't quite see what you're trying to do.
Look, Tommy, we need a reputation, don't we? Well, Mr. Bill Dean's going to give us one. Listen, Tommy, the fellow's as handsome as all get out, and publicity can make or break a star. And our publicity is going to build this lad into the matinee idol of America. Of the world.
That's wonderful. But can the fellow act?
I don't know, but that isn't the important thing anyway. All he has to do is look pretty. Good direction and right handling will do the rest. And Barnes, and Barnes is going to do the handling. Oh, Tommy, this is our big chance. Now listen. As soon as he arrives, here's what I want you to do.
Barnes, and Barnes. Entrance. Okay, sister. I'm making one.
Yes, Mr. Zanuck? Yes, Mr. Goldwyn said, and Mr. DeMille. Yes, Mr. Zanuck. Well, I'll have Miss Barnes call you tomorrow. Will that be all right? Fine. Goodbye. Now, may I help you?
Yes, but first, was that the Mr. Zanuck I think it was?
Why, I think it's the one you think it was. Why?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, are you Mr. Dean?
Yes.
Well, Miss Barnes is expecting you. I'll tell her you're here.
Well, thanks.
I don't think I'll need you anymore this evening, Miss Thomas. I'll check over these contacts myself. Thanks for staying late.
Oh, you're welcome, Miss Barnes. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Dean.
Oh, good night.
Miss Thomas is an angel. I don't know what I'd do without her.
Yeah, for a minute there, I thought she was going to tuck me in.
Won't you sit down?
Thanks.
Cigarette?
Thank you. If you want to give me that dress, I'll...
The dress? Well, you see, well, it's at home.
At home?
Yes, I forgot it.
I thought you said on the phone that you had it here.
I was mistaken. But that doesn't matter now, anyhow.
Doesn't it?
No, instead, let's come right to the point.
Huh?
I think you have motion picture possibilities.
You do?
Have you ever done any acting?
Well, 2 years in high school, 4 years in college, 3 years in little theaters, and a butler on a radio show. Why?
Have you ever tried to get into pictures?
Oh, no. I just came out to Hollywood to look at the palm trees. Look, what is all this? I came up here to get a dress, Miss Barnes.
Mr. Dean, Hollywood is a town where front means everything. One of the best ways to get that front is by use of publicity. The correct build-up and glamorization can work wonders out here. Mr. Dean, with the right clothes, the right address, the right social and private life, the right publicity, you could go places. And Bond is willing to give you all that. Now, what do you say? Is it a deal?
Yeah, but what's the catch? I mean, where do you come in?
On my desk is a contract stating that for certain money advanced, you agree to pay us 10% of your earnings for the next 5 years, and also that Bonds handle your publicity exclusively.
You mean this is strictly business?
Of course it is. Well, is it a deal?
Oh, give me a pen quick before I wake up.
Here you are, and here's the contract.
All right. There it is.
Good. I'm sure our association will prove to be a happy one. Now, let me see. We'll have to get your clothes. You'll have to move to a swanky bachelor apartment. You'll need a valet, a car, and a new name.
New name?
Of course, something with glamour. You have to become a new person, Mr. Dean, and let me tell you something. By the time I finish with you, I'll make you wonderful.
Oh, thanks. That'll be nice.
But now, the first thing is the new name. I wonder. Building. No. Wilding. No, it needs glamour. William Dean. No.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gary Bowen, your Movie Land reporter, bringing you back up from Movie Land. The big question of the past week has been who the very good-looking, mysterious young man is that you've seen at the Macombo, Heroes, or Carols, and all the other gay spots of the town, and always alone. Well, folks, we finally know his secret. He's an Eastern College man who scads the money with string of polo ponies, a social background that's really something, and on the QT, shoulders a yard wide. Looks like a sure movie bet. His name is Dean Williams. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
And the curtain falls on Act One. In just a moment, we'll return with Act Two of our Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Strictly Business, starring Miss Julie Bishop. But here now is Van Desitel, who has been surreptitiously prowling through his wife's magazines again.
Last week, I noticed a magazine article wherein the authoress felt pretty bad about the prodigious amount of arm exercise a housewife goes through in a normal day. The article went on to talk about stirring soups, stirring gravies, sauces, peanut butter, and right there I stopped cold in my tracks. Aha, I thought, here is a poor, unfortunate authoress who has never had the delightful experience of trying Skippy peanut butter. Poor soul, I reflected, she obviously doesn't know that Skippy, unlike old-style peanut butter, never has a trace of oil separation, so it never needs stirring. She is completely unaware that Skippy is America's largest-selling peanut butter, so that stirring of peanut butter is fast becoming as extinct as the dodo bird. Well, I finally got so worked up that I sat down and wrote that authoress a letter, wherein I pointed out that Skippy is one peanut butter that stays fresh, sweet, and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar, and that it tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. Only trouble is that up till now I've forgotten to mail the letter. It's still in the pocket of my other suit, so if you happen to know any authoresses, will you do me a favor and just casually tell them that if you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Julie Bishop as Betty in Strictly Business. Well, Tommy, and how are things getting on with the Wonder Boy?
Well, frankly, Blitzy, I think you've been blitzed.
In other words, Betty's in love with him?
That's my guess. But you see, she doesn't know it yet herself. As a matter of fact, she's been much too busy to stop and think.
I wish I could hate the guy, but he is a nice chef. I wonder what ever attracted her to him in the first place. Couldn't have been the tomato juice.
Well, whether you know it or not, Blitzy, every woman has a little bit of the Pygmalion complex in her. Sure, we like our men rough and tough, but we like to make them over, too. And do the boys fall for it? That's probably the reason I've never gotten married. I always wanted to keep my men folk in the raw.
Good old cavewoman Tommy. Huh?
Yeah, the lady with the Stone Age face.
Hello, everybody.
How are you? Bearing up under the strain. How about you, Betty? You look like you could do with a bit of shut-eye.
Well, I'm all right. I've been working late.
On your protege?
That was nasty, Liz.
Sorry.
Oh, I didn't mean to snap at you. I'm jumpy. Nerves, I guess.
I understand from Tommy here that Barnes, Barnes, and Barnes is doing all right these days.
Yes, we've gotten 3 new contracts within a week.
Oh, one for each of you.
I'm very pleased with the way everything's turned out. Oh, by the way, Tommy, did you check that newest contract?
Not yet. I may as well get it done now. You know, I'm beginning to look back on the good old days when I had nothing to do with a certain amount of sentiment.
Well, Betty?
Yes?
Dean Williams seems to have come to town to stay.
Everything's worked out perfectly with Bill.
Has it? I've noticed that he's always been seen alone at all the nice spots.
Lizzie, if you're suggesting that I'm not letting Bill go out with the glamour gals because I want him for myself, you're vastly mistaken. The dealings at Barnes, Barnes, and Barnes have with Dean Williams are strictly business-like.
Well, that's what you say.
In fact, I'll have you know that I've already made a date for Bill to take Ethel Marshall, the new scholar, to dinner.
Okay, but seeing is believing.
Then read your morning paper for full details.
All right, triplets. See you later.
Hello, Tommy. I'd like to talk to Miss Ethel Marshall. That's right. Miss Ethel Marshall. Come in.
Hello, Betty.
Hello. What's on your mind, Bill?
Well, after a great deal of consideration, I decided that the time was now propitious for me to ask for a date.
You have one.
I have.
I hope you'll like the girl.
Oh, I'll bet she's terrific when she isn't working.
I don't know. I've never seen her off screen.
Off screen?
Yes, you know who it is, don't you?
No, I don't think I do.
Oh, I thought Tommy had told you. It's Ethel Marshall. You're taking her to dinner tomorrow night.
I see. You haven't already decided what we're ordering for dinner, have you?
That's your problem.
I'm glad I have something to say about this. What time am I calling for the young lady?
8:00. Oh, and you'd better be on time. Miss Marshall is a little temperamental on occasion.
She's very beautiful, though, isn't she?
Yes, if you like that sort of beauty.
And what sort of beauty is it?
Quite limpid.
I always did like the limpid type.
I'm very glad for you.
Tell me, Betty, just out of curiosity, don't you ever relax?
Well, of course, nearly every night, in fact.
Why only at night?
That's the time most people sleep, isn't it?
Oh, I give up. Goodbye, Betty. I'll see you in the funny papers. I'm going to drop by the Tropics for a drink. I need one.
Goodbye, Bill. I'll see you in the movie.
Bartender.
Yes, sir.
Double scotch.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute. Cancel mine. Oh, hello, Blitzy. Good to see you when I came in.
You know, I always thought a bar was a sanctuary, but no more. I'm through.
You're kidding, Blitzy?
Why?
Because
I was having a drink to forget you, and here you are.
Forget me? Why?
Why? Because I've been in love with Betty for 5 years, that's why. I was doing all right, too, till you came along.
I didn't know you were in love with Betty, Blitzy.
Oh, yeah.
That explains a lot of things. Well, I don't think you have to worry. It would appear that you have a far better chance with Betty than I have. Well, good luck, old man.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I sure appreciate it.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't go away. Why'd you wish me good luck? You have a guy she's in love with. Or are you?
Good evening, everybody. This is Jerry Bowles. Well, the lady critic got it from Movie Land is that Dean Williams, our mystery boy from the East, who's been lone wolfing it all around the town, finally appeared last night with a very lovely lady. The lady's name is Ethel Marshall. Can this mean a million men? And by the way, Mr. William is also rumored to be testing up trouble at the major film company.
Well, Betty, it seems that Baby Blue Eyes had himself quite a time last night.
Did he? That's good. How's Vicky this morning?
He suffered a complete loss of memory as to where he's been for the past 2 days.
Really? What did you do?
Acute hangoveritis.
The biggest news from the Hollywood front is that the grand affair Dean William, the lad that's been stepping out with all your favorite Hollywood beauties, has just been signed to do the second lead in Stand In for Love. The picture starts shooting tomorrow. Nice work, Dean, old boy. Don't forget. We knew you.
Well, 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 I see by Variety that our great Lothario has been signed for the second lead in the latest super, super, super production.
Yes, I know. I'm glad he finally made it.
So am I. Now maybe our investment will start returning dividends.
Well, you must admit we've done all right for ourselves. Bonds, Bonds, and Bonds is rapidly becoming one of the top publicity agencies in Hollywood. Makes you feel swell, doesn't it, Tony?
I don't know. I've got the feeling that Barnes, Barnes, and Barnes are going to have three broken hearts.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's the night. Yes, tonight at the Westwood Village Theater, the preview of Stand In for Love will get underway along about 9 o'clock. This is the picture which features the new romantic discovery, Dean Williams. Who makes his debut in the second?
No, Blitzy.
But, Betty, you're being perfectly ridiculous.
I said no, Blitzy.
Well, I suppose you may as well give up, Thomas. You won't weaken.
All right. Let's go to this epic. But remember, Betty, even Cleopatra kept the snake around for company when Mark Antony was away.
Yes, but look what happened to her. I'll see you two later. The crowd's beginning to gather outside the theater. I hope it's a hit. I hope he's good. Be good, Bill. For me. Ken Curtis. They know by now whether they like him or not. I suppose they don't like him. Bill, why haven't you been around anymore? I could have told you how cruel preview audiences can be. But I guess by now you know. Oh, why does that clock move so slowly? 11:45. It's all over now. Tommy and Blitzy ought to be here any moment. Why don't they come? Oh, I hope he was good. But... yes? Come in.
Hello, Betty.
Bill! But I didn't expect you.
I saw Blitzy and Tommy before the preview. They said you were here.
Yes. I had some work to do that kept me late. How was the preview?
The audience booed.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Bill. Very sorry. But after all, this was only your first picture. There'll be more. Some of the time, what looks like failure is really success.
You want me to be a success, Betty?
Of course I do.
Is it only because you're still hoping to gain profit from your investment?
That wasn't very nice, Bill. You know that, isn't it? Besides, Barnes, Barnes, and Barnes is now a great success.
Well, I suppose you have everything you want.
Yes. Everything.
Including Blitzy?
Blitzy? Blitzy?
Oh, is your love with him?
No. What ever gave you that idea?
Blitzy?
Was he high?
It's a matter of opinion.
Poor Blitzy. He thinks he's been in love with me for a long time. It's never been love, not really. It's just been a sort of affection. Love isn't like that. Love is chills running up and down your spine. It's your heart going on a roller coaster. It's happiness and sadness all mixed up with insomnia and a jumpy stomach. It's stars on a summer night.
You seem to be very well acquainted with the tender passion.
Maybe I've seen too many movies.
Is there anything in the movies about a guy in love with a gal not succeeding?
Oh? Then you're in love with someone?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Anyone I know?
Yeah, I think so. She's the only interesting partner in the firm of Barnes, Barnes, and Barnes.
You mean me?
Maybe I'd consider the other Barnes, too. I love you, Betty.
Oh, Bill. I never knew publicity work could be like this.
Oh, darling. If I love Barnes, Barnes, and Barnes, does that mean I can love you three times as much?
Well, Betty, our man about Hollywood was a smash. Oh, I see. You've already found that out.
Yes, he was terrific.
But, Bill, I thought you said the audience booed.
They were booing the other lead, darling, because he got the gal instead of me.
They ought to see you now.
Oh, Bill, darling.
Come on, Tommy. This is no place for us. Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
Can I order anything I please?
Yes, as long as it isn't a tomato juice cocktail.
And the curtain falls on the second and final act of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Strictly Business, starring Miss Julie Bishop, who will return in just a moment.
When you shop for peanut butter, look at all brands. Those which have floating oil on top are apt to become noticeably rancid in a short time. In Skippy peanut butter, oil and peanut meats are locked together for keeps. All of the natural peanut oil is there in Skippy, but because it never separates, Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful. Creamy style Skippy, blue label, and chunk style, red label, are both triple milled to a buttery smoothness. As an added attraction, chunk style has crunchy little nuggets of peanuts added. We hope you'll try Skippy soon. Now, here again is our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Julie Bishop, for a well-deserved curtain call. May I say that as an executive, you're not only decorated, but most efficient, Miss Bishop?
Well, that's high praise indeed. Thank you.
I always sugarcoat my pills. Now, I want the story of how you pull an airplane out of a spin.
Well, all right, if you insist. My husband, Colonel C.A. Shoup, is a wonderful pilot. He's been teaching me to fly. Well, I've been reading his flight manuals like mad, and the other morning at breakfast, I told him I knew exactly the procedure for bringing an airplane out of a spin.
So?
So, the following Sunday, we were practicing power-off stalls, which terrify me anyway. We were at about 6,000 feet, and I did two stalls without trouble, but on the third one, I apparently didn't hold the airplane quite straight, and at the point of stalling, well, we started into a spin. Believe me, everything I'd learned out of that book just left me, and I screamed, "Take it! Take it!" My husband shouted through the intercom radio, "You know what to do, make the recovery." But I'm ashamed to say the best thing I could do was to take my hands from the stick, cover my eyes with them, and shriek. When we landed, it was an extremely mortified would-be pilot who crawled out of that airplane. And needless to say, I've never heard the end of it.
I can well imagine.
But it did make me realize more than ever that, well, book learning is all right, but it's practical experience that really counts. In flying, in acting, or in anything.
You know, truer words were never spoken.
And Les, just for the record, I can now bring an airplane out of a spin just as well in the air as I can at the breakfast table.
And you can star for us any time. Thank you for a great job, and please come back.
I'd love to, any time. And now I want to thank Ira Gassell and the other members of the cast for their wonderful support. Now, goodbye.
Goodbye, Julie Bishop.
Julie Bishop was supported by an all-star cast. Ira Gersal as Bill, Christy Dugan as Miss Thomas, Carlton Cadell as Blitzy, O.J. Newworth as Bolin. Strictly Business was produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
Thank you for being our guest, and we hope you'll be with us next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each week and hear such stars as Lorene Tuttle, Jane Darwell, Bill Goodwin, Barbara Luddy, and many other great actors and great stories selected especially for them. Dan Bessel speaking for the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.